Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and we are rolling through the last podcast of May 2023. Holy moly. It just feels like yesterday that May started, rolling in with, well, I guess the end of April showers, the beginning of May flowers. We all know what May flowers bring. Anyway, my podcast is sponsored by two sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, utilizing the John Boyd system, OODA Loops, to drive process and procedure excellence. And of course, the other sponsor is the novel that is no longer upcoming. It is now available in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other bookstores, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone who's so amazing you think this person is not real, and yet not only are they real, but they're actually better than your first impression. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available now in Amazon and Barnes & Noble bookstores. You can also find Danny and the Corporate Ladder upcoming in the Amazon Kindle store and other ebook stores, as well as in audio form. And that will probably be, I'm thinking July for the electronic book, and likely August, September for the audio book. So coming soon, my two sponsors. So today, I just published volume 2, issue 2 of the Machine Intelligence Papers. Today's essay is, what if there's a chatbot that could replace you in meetings, could do things for you in meetings? Would you use it? Should there be rules around that, right? Should there be a requirement that, yes, you have this chatbot. Yes, this chatbot is very capable. Yes, this chatbot is acting as you. But in reality, should there be a structure? Should there be a digital watermark that says, this is not Scott, this is his chatbot? So it's something to consider, it's something to think about, like anything else, right? You got to dive into the issues and the problems that exist as you consider, what is the path forward? And it, obviously for me, I believe that machine intelligence is the path forward, but the reality is not everybody does. And I understand that. There are going to be people in the future who choose not to have a chatbot that represents them. They will only represent themselves. And there are people that will have multiple chatbots. And so the interesting question, the argument, the discussion point that I think is interesting for me in that is, what happens if the chatbot is better than you? What happens if the chatbot is funnier than you are? Because the chatbot's going to have access to things you may not in real time have access to. I know, for example, I love dad jokes and I love puns. And sometimes I miss them. Or somebody else gets it and I look at them and I go, oh, crap. I missed that. I should have said that. I wish I'd said that. That's something I would have said, right? How many times do we do that, right? We look at a situation and we realize that the comedic timing wasn't there for us. Well, with a chatbot, conceivably, it could be funnier than you. It could be better than you because, let's be realistic. I mean, how many times is a chatbot going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because their child is crying and step on a Lego? Having done that, I can honestly tell you that the Lego Corporation builds very resilient plastic materials. The human foot is not a resilient plastic material, and stepping on a Lego first leaves an imprint and then a nasty bruise, and second, hurts a lot. I remember many times hopping into my child's room as they were crying after stepping on a Lego. So it probably did not make me happy the next day. Where chatbot's never going to have that. First, chatbot's not going to sleep, but second, chatbot's not going to have that bad morning experience of stepping on a Lego or spilling coffee on themselves as they were driving to work or, getting hit, having a car accident, right? So it's conceivable your chatbot could be better at being you than you are. And what happens then? And then the other part of that and the other argument, is this whole concept of should there be a digital watermark that says, I am not real? I personally think there should be. But I also understand why people, first of all, wouldn't want a chatbot that represented them. And second of all, would not want to have that digital watermark. So there's something to think about. It's an interesting problem. And that was this week's machine intelligence papers. Update, EV vehicle update. I published a few of the chronicles. I called them the EV chronicles, learning quite a bit. Interesting anomaly, though, the software that connects to the system now has one range on it. And the actual car has a completely different range. So I've got some research to figure out which one's real. Because if the one in the software is real, that's actually something that makes a significant difference to what we are or are not doing in life. So it's something to consider. The other thing is, I played around the other day with the climate control system. So there's an automated system that allows you to turn the air conditioning on before you get in the car, or you know, turn the heat on before you get into the car without turning the car on. I know, for example, in our Ford truck, and I'm not disparaging my Ford truck. I love my Ford truck. It's absolutely the perfect vehicle. The reality is, however, in order for me to preheat or pre-cool it, I've turned the vehicle on. So it's an interesting thing. It's something I played with a little bit. I found it to be incredibly useful simply because I could turn the vehicle's cooling and heating system on without my being in the car and without the car being on. So that is my interesting reality. The other thing I need to do is set up the various other components of the vehicle. I'm going to do that today. I've got some time, obviously, and I'll end today because today is a holiday in the U.S. It is officially Memorial Day. So let me say to all who lost their lives protecting the rest of us, thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice, because your sacrifice makes the rest of us free, helps the rest of us remain free. I think freedom is important, and we need to always honor those who have fallen in the defense of that freedom. And that doesn't matter. It's not just the United States. It's Russia, China, anybody that dies in the name of freedom, anybody that dies in the pursuit of freedom for others deserves to be lauded on this day. It shouldn't be a U.S. holiday. It should be a global holiday. We should all step back for 1 minute and say thank you to those who made the world a better place for the rest of us. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Next time I talk to you, it'll be